It is time to put a wrap on Blue Devil Pro Day here at Duke University. Greg Brandon, Brian Strickland, Mike Kraft, and guys, a very efficient Pro Day by the Blue Devils, due in large part to a small number of athletes, only about a half a dozen guys. But everybody wanted to know about Connor Vernon, the wide receiver, set all the records here at Duke and in the ACC. What do you guys think?
Well, basically, he came and reemphasized everything we knew about him, that he is a quality receiver. He didn't participate in many of the measurables. Surprisingly, he didn't run the 40 because we thought he was going to try to lower that time from the combine. But his on-field workout was really special. He ran every route, made every catch. And Brian, his performance, you know, he's got a fan in his coach.
Oh, yeah. We got a chance to talk to David Cutcliffe, Duke's coach, afterwards. And you, like you said, I mean, as big a fan as there is of this guy, and I think the scouts became fans of his today as well. I mean, there's one catch in particular that caught my eye he made over here in this corner behind us where Sean Renfrey, Duke's quarterback, was not here to throw today. Had a couple guys standing in. A little bit of an errant pass, to be honest, from one of the stand-ins, and he made a remarkable diving catch that got applause from a bunch of the guys on the sidelines here watching. So that was a highlight moment, I thought.
Yeah. But
you mentioned Sean Renfrey, and he was the guy who was not here. But Coach Cutcliffe did give a little bit of an update. We found out before the pro day that Sean's not even in the Carolinas. He's out in Arizona, torn pec in the bowl game. What's the latest word that we heard?
Well, the latest is that he is out in Scottsdale, his home. And the good news about it, he has an orthopedic surgeon in his home. His dad is taking good care of him. And right now, latest report was that he is throwing a tennis ball, so he's moving forward. And Coach Cutcliffe said he will be back on campus because he personally wants to work him out. I mean, come on now. Quarterback, and you're getting a workout from one of the true geniuses in the business. Yeah. That has to be a good deal.
Well, we always come to Pro Days, talk about diamond in the rough, the guys that you don't expect to do something. What were those guys today?
Well, one guy that I don't think a lot of people knew coming in today was Tony Foster, a converted wide receiver, now a cornerback from Burlington, North Carolina, just down the road. And, you know, we talk about measurables versus on-field performance. Well, at the bowl game at Bank of America Stadium, he did block a punt and return it for a touchdown, certainly a highlight play. And then out here today, the measurables, Coach Cutcliffe confirmed for us, 40.5 in the vertical, 11 flat in the broad jump. I mean,
that's
and explosiveness.
Right.
Yeah.
And that again, as we talked about before, could prompt some of the 21 teams that were represented here today to take a look at his film again because of those numbers.
Well, funny you mentioned special teams. Jackson Anderson, the Duke's long snapper, was here today. This guy has had a great career of long snapping, but here's the interesting thing. You can watch a long snapper on film, but you can't really judge his effectiveness and his accuracy until you're right down on the field with him. So his pro day workout and the work he's done since his career ended has really helped his stock. And he told me personally that he's been listed among some of the top five long snappers available in this draft. So don't be surprised if either he hears his name called at a very late round or he ends up signing with a team that really needs a long snapper.
Well, you only get that kind of information if you're here. We're going to put a wrap on the Duke Pro Day, and guys, it's always interesting. And now we kind of shift gears. We don't have to go very far, just about 8 miles up the road. We'll be at the University of North Carolina tomorrow. Won't ask you about all those guys. We'll have plenty of time to talk about that tomorrow. But again, it'll be similar stories to what we heard today. And then we will wrap everything up by going south of the border down to Columbia, South Carolina for the Gamecocks Pro Day. So, gentlemen, let's put a wrap on this one, and we'll see you tomorrow. Does that sound good?
It's a wrap.
All right. We'll see you all tomorrow as well.